Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
First, let's have a look at some of the business stories in the newspapers and websites. Joe Brennan in the Irish Times reports that the Central Bank Governor Gabriel MacLouf has called on Minister for Finance Jack Chambers to stick to the spending rule the government set in 2021, but has since repeatedly broken in the upcoming budget in order to avoid overheating the economy. The rule is supposed to limit Exchequer spending growth to 5% each year unless additional expenditure is offset by new tax measures. Mr. MacLouf said that the widening sources of tax revenue was increasingly unavoidable to fund growing spending demands and priorities. Limiting net expenditure growth to the nominal trend growth rate in the economy, which was estimated at 5% by your department, has the potential to be an appropriate and credible anchor for fiscal policy, Mr. MacLouf said in his annual pre-budget letter to the Minister of Finance. It is important that the rule is complied with. The minister said yesterday that Budget 2025 would take place on October 1st, a week earlier than usual, though he denied that this was a signal of an early general election being planned. The next election must be held by March next year. The Irish Examiner reports that the EU moved ahead with plans to impose provisional tariffs on electric vehicles imported from China that would raise rates to as high as 48%, a step likely to escalate trade tensions with Beijing. The EU confirmed it would apply provisional duties on three Chinese manufacturers that were sampled for its anti-subsidy investigation. The state-owned MG maker SAIC faces a 37.6% tariff on top of the existing 10% rate, while Volvo car parent Geely and BYD would be hit with added charges of 19.9% and 17.4% respectively. Other EV producers in China that cooperated with the investigation but have not been sampled will be subject to a weighted average duty of 20.8%, while firms that did not cooperate will face a 37.6% top-up. Western carmakers such as Renault, BMW and Tesla are also affected, with the US manufacturer currently making up the bulk of EU-bound EV shipments from China.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.